Teresa Mask is the media relations person at AT&T Michigan, and I've been on the air with us before. Teresa, welcome to the Internet Advisor Show.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, we are having a great time. Wish you could be here. Glad you're on the phone with us. We have had a number of weeks now. We have been talking about high-speed technology, high-speed Internet access here in Michigan. AT&T is building a tremendous amount of new network and new capability here in Michigan. Tell us about it.
We are so excited to be able to do that. You know, we are expanding AT&T Gigapower, which, as you know, is our 1 gig internet service. And we announced, I think, last week that we're going to be committed to coming to Detroit, which is pretty exciting because we're already in 20 other markets, you know, including Chicago and Austin, where we started in 2013, but we will be in Detroit, which will mean that we're going to be committed to 54 metro markets with this amazing speed.
Ooh. I got to ask you, Teresa, does this mean I'm going to get fiber all the way to my house, or are we still doing the last mile in good old copper?
No, it means that you're going to be getting fiber. It's 100% fiber, which is excellent. You know, what we're doing is building on the existing capabilities, you know, the network that to enhance, to expand that internet to these fast speeds. And to be specific, you know, in many of these neighborhoods, you know, our fiber optic network runs from the central office to the neighborhood equipment. You know, just like you said, from that point, you know, we upgrade existing copper to fiber.
Okay.
So it's going to be 100% fiber. It's going to be super fast, and customers are going
to
love it.
Well, you know, the best way to be able to really, really get that word out is to put a piece of fiber all the way to my house, and I'll tell everybody.
And you have a big mouthpiece? I know you have a big mouth. But you have a big mouthpiece? It's right here on the Zing. Internet Advisor Show.
All right, Teresa, it's Matt Roush. I was just wondering, do you have a timing for this rollout? And like Cal, I want to know, when are you coming to Dearborn? There's a little house on Chicago Street there that I'm kind of interested in.
Looking for sweetheart deals there.
That house, Matt. Yeah, you know, I wish I could give you a specific date. We really don't know, but I can tell you that on average, when we've made these commitments, they've actually taken us less than a year from the time we announce Gigapower and the plans and the time that it actually comes to fruition. So I'm hoping that by the end of 2016, we're going to be in Detroit.
This is Mike Brennan, Teresa. How you doing? The other thing is, how big is that footprint going to be? When you say Detroit, you're talking about a really big area. Does it extend to Ann Arbor, where I live? I mean, if these guys are getting special deals, why can't I?
We all want them, right?
Yes.
You know, they have not given us a lot of information on exactly where, exactly when. We have committed to it, which is huge. And when we get that extra information, we definitely will be sharing it with our friends here. One of the things that people can do is go on AT&T.com because you can register to get some more information. You can put your zip code in, and once we know exactly where those places are, if you're, you know, you put in Ann Arbor, Dearborn, guys, it'll let you know if you're going to be there. The site includes information around the services that we're providing and the opportunities for getting it in your area. So that's AT&T.com/GigapowerMap. So check that out.
Teresa, I would imagine then it's probably a little early in the game to get any idea what sort of pricing or bandwidth structures we'll be able to get.
Yeah, you know, it's too soon to share the specifics about the offers, but I can tell you that, you know, they're specific to each market. So, you know, what it costs in Chicago may not necessarily be what it costs in South Carolina or Detroit, but we are competitive to the marketplace. So as soon as we get that information, obviously we'll be sharing it because people want this and they're going to want to know what they have to pay.
You know, I just had this picture in my head of jumping up and down the street like a little kid looking at an ice cream truck. The next time I see an AT&T truck, you know, I'm going to be jumping up and down and chasing that truck.
That's funny that you mentioned that because this is what people want. I mean, they have been asking for faster speeds and, you know, I'm excited to say that we're giving them, and this is crazy fast speeds. You know, with this, you can download 25 songs in a second. I mean, amazing. It's about 50% faster than, you know, the average internet speed. And people are they're going to be able to download their favorite TV show in less than 3 seconds, an online HD movie in less than 36 seconds. I mean, it's just, it's crazy fast. I mean, there's no other way to explain it.
Well, Teresa, question, because something in my mind just kind of popped in. Now, AT&T U-verse, does that all run on copper or does that run on fiber already?
You know, people who get this, you know, you're going to be able to choose between whether or not you want this on DirecTV or UVerse. You know, DirecTV is part of the AT&T family now. So this AT&T Gigapower works in the areas where we have home internet, UVerse or DirecTV.
So how do we get that high-speed bandwidth out of the typical, you know, population centers out into the rural areas? Because we know that that's kind of a big equalizer. People can live farther away from cities and still get high speed if it's available. Are the plans for just Detroit, or do you have plans to go beyond that over time?
We do have a plan that I'm not always privy to, as you guys can imagine, but the plan is to continue to expand. You know, we are doing a lot in that area, you know, even down to the rural broadband that we announced early this year, where, you know, we have $29.7 million to bring 10 megabits to 86,000 rural homes and businesses. We're trying to get to areas that don't necessarily have faster speeds. The cool thing about this is that people have a choice. So not necessarily everybody wants 1 gig. Some people want, you know, different speeds. The people who want this fast speed are people who are doing some interesting things, like the tech innovators in Detroit. You know, you guys cover the industry, so you know there's lots of them. They're going to be able to take this speed, and they're going to be able to do a lot faster things with it. They're going to be more productive. You know, they're going to be able to back up their data quicker, video conferencing and all that. And then it's also for people who just want to have fun. I'm not a gamer, but there are a lot of people who like to game. The thing about AT&T Gigapower is that it's symmetrical speed, so the download and upload speeds are the same, and I'm told that's really huge when it comes to this kind of stuff.
I know the 54 markets are really big metropolitan areas. You talked a little bit about your rural strategy, but I grew up in Grand Rapids, which is a metro area of about 1 million. At some point, do you think that's going to be on the horizon for what you're launching here?
I hope so. You know, I'm thinking that if you guys go on AT&T.com, any of our customers, and they say that they want it, that we might be able to get it there, you know, because one of the things that we're doing is responding to customer demand. That's how we made the choice in where these first 36 markets are. You know, we focus on markets within our service territory, you know, where we already provide home phone, internet, and TV service. And then we just try to identify the communities within those markets that demonstrate a strong need and an investment and that demonstrate a need for people wanting it. So I think that combination will, you know, help influence the decision.
Well, I guess that's going to make it really kind of tough on you guys on the cellular side, because now I'll go home, I'll be able to surf the internet at blazing speeds, and then when I pick up my AT&T phone, it's going to seem a little bit slow, even though it's got fast internet on there. Are you guys going to be enhancing that to kind of match it up, or do I just connect to my Wi-Fi when I get home and enjoy it on my phone?
I think that probably works best with the home internet. But, of course, you know, that kind of question I'm going to take back to the experts who can give me a better answer. I can get back to you guys. But I do know that, you know, home internet is the best way to access these fast speeds.
Boy, I will tell you, though, if you can figure out how to do that on cellular, my kids don't use their computer very often anymore, not as often as they use phones outside of the home. And They're starting to think that the real computer that they have is in their pocket, not.
So does a lot of other people. I mean, that's really where it's at. And they're, we're running out of time.
Well, Teresa, thanks so much for being a guest on the Internet Advisor today. We really appreciate all the information about the new high-speed internet that AT&T is bringing to Michigan, and we're going to be looking forward to that.